Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Darren, your host, and sure glad you could be with me today. I'm excited for this episode of our podcast. We're doing another segment of This Is Their Story. And as I've mentioned many times before, I love doing this segment. I love this aspect of our podcast where we get to bring other entrepreneurs onto our show and learn about their story, about their entrepreneurial journey. It's a really exciting thing for me. It's motivational. It's so many things wrapped into one as I hear others' stories and what they're going through. It helps me realize that maybe I'm not the only one dealing with that particular issue, or maybe I'm not the only one that had to overcome that obstacle. And some of the advice that they share as well is just so powerful. So I'm really excited about this episode. We are joined today by Parker Kane. Now, you may know him. You may have seen him. He's actually been on a McDonald's commercial, so you may be able to check that out. Parker, he is actually a beatboxer, a musician, a speaker, and a podcast host. And his podcast is called Upbeat. Parker, I am so thrilled to have you on the show today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. That was quite the intro. I appreciate the introduction, and I'm happy to be here.
Well, you know, when I see people do the things that you did on that video I watched of you, it's impressive to me. And so I have to understand this beatboxing thing, and maybe this ties into the business that you've created. So let's back up a little bit here. And if they don't, maybe you can give a little bit of background on the beatboxing side of it, but let's talk about your entrepreneurial journey. Tell us about the business you started and kind of where you started it, what offerings you, services you offer, how long you've been in business, and kind of just, you know, the 3 to 5 minute history of your business and where you got today.
Cool. Yeah, I'm happy to break that down. Basically, I'm a firm believer in the more we pursue what we're passionate about, the more we pursue what we're called to, the more we discover passions that we would have never understood or found or discovered. And so for me, it started when I was 9 years old, when I was learning to beatbox. I was a 90s kid. It was NSYNC was a big deal. Justin Timberlake was a beatboxer. So, I mean, he's the lead singer and an amazing dancer, but also he would beatbox during like intermissions and stuff like that when the rest of the guys would change outfits and stuff. And I wanted to be able to sing and dance like that. And my family was really great at singing. I was not at the time. And so I was like, well, what am I going to do to be able to fit in? And Justin Timberlake beatboxed. I saw it. That was the first time I ever saw beatboxing. And my mom was like, well, Park, since you can't sing, maybe you could try that. And so I started beatboxing and just copying Justin Timberlake. And it took off from there. And there's obviously a lot that we could dive into from that point to where I am now. But basically, I never gave it up and I became a professional beatboxer. And when I finally took the leap in calling myself a professional was when every talent show I went to, I won. And I realized that every time I performed, somebody wanted to hire me to do it at their event or something like that, or in a video of theirs. And so I was like, dang, I'm starting to get paid to go offer my beatboxing services at events and YouTube videos and things like that. And I was largely in like 2012, and then I served an LDS mission. And then after that, it was in 2015, 2016, all those years. And so that's how the beatboxing kind of started it. But in that, I fell in love with music. I fell in love with speaking because I was going to all these events and I started to enjoy the power that I held as a person to just share a positive message with a whole audience of people and change their lives. And so I started getting into speaking, and then through some health issues and some surgeries I went through, I had a 6 month recovery where I wasn't speaking or beatboxing. And so I was like, well, what could I do that's from home that is speaking? And it's podcasting. So I started podcasting, which has been the biggest blessing. And from there, like all of that's kind of under a personal brand business. But I started another business called Canecast. That is my podcast production service. And that came just because I fell in love with the production of podcasts and I knew all the equipment. I knew the editing. I've been a content creator for over a decade. And if I can offer those kinds of services to help other people with their podcasts, I want to do that too. So that's kind of the breakdown of everything in as short of, I think I've ever told it before.
Hey, well, that was pretty good. But let me see if I can wrap my head around this a little bit. Beatboxer, speaker, podcast host, and you do podcast, I guess, production, content creation, and all of that stuff. You've got that's four. Did I miss one? Musician, is that still a part of it as well?
Yeah. That's more passionate, like more of the passion side. Like when I make a cool YouTube video, I do Christmas song covers every year, but that's not necessarily making money for me.
So, okay. So there's four things here that you're doing and that you've kind of wrapped up. Do you have it under like a specific business name, or are you just kind of all it is? What do you call yourself? What's your business name?
Yeah, I actually didn't make it official until this year, but I have it Parker Kane LLC.
Cool.
And so that was the leap I took at the beginning of the year to actually make that official. And I've had people tell me I should have done that years ago. So that's why people listen to podcasts like these, so they don't make those kinds of mistakes.
Yeah, no, I hear you for sure. But that's great. So you got some amazing stuff going on here. And hopefully we kind of chatted about this before. Hopefully sometime during this episode, you'll be able to share some of your beatboxing skills. If, as you mentioned, if Zoom will allow it to come through here, we're, you know, technology is only as good as it allows us to do stuff. And so I hope we can maybe catch a little glimpse of what you're capable of. But before we do that, I want to talk to you. You may have mentioned this a little bit, but what was your motivation behind all of this? I mean, you know, you talked about the passion, doing something you love, you're passionate about. Was that it? Or what more was there to motivate you to basically say, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, like I said, with the beginning is I believe in the more we pursue what we're called to, the more we find what we're called to and more things that we're passionate about we would have never known. And for me, it started with beatboxing, where the only motivation at that point was that I wanted to fit in and I wanted to be talented like the rest of my family. And I wanted to impress people. And it was very self-centered. Like I wanted to learn this skill. And I spent years mastering that. I mean, I didn't start getting paid for stuff until I was like 16, and I started when I was 9. So that was a long time of like really learning the craft. And then even after that, trying to improve what my show was going to be on stage and stuff. Like it's been a lot of work over 20 years. But for me, it started with that. And obviously my love for music. But then once I got good at the actual skills themselves, I realized that there was deeper meaning behind it, and that there's deeper purpose behind it, and that I can inspire other people and help them through what I do. So rather than just the beatboxing being something cool that I did, I loved the reactions that I got from people when their jaw would drop and they'd be like, oh my gosh, how does this guy do that? It would make their day. And I realized not only am I like beatboxing, but I'm also, every time I do it, I'm making someone's day 10 times better and giving them something that they're never going to forget, you know? And then with music, started to learn or discover like that I was passionate more than just playing the instrument. I liked to know the whole story behind the song, the lyrics, the artists, what their background was, all these things. Obviously I mentioned the speaking, started realizing I could inspire people through speaking on stage and sharing my message and through the podcast. So for me, it just, the more I pursued it, the more I realized, wow, I've got not only some skills, but these skills can touch other people and change their lives. And so for me, the motivation has ultimately become, how can I best serve others and help people through the skills that I have?
Wow. No, that's great. I love that. I think sometimes it is a progression of kind of going from that self-serving idea, because there is a need to kind of focus on yourself and develop the skills, the talents, the abilities. But true success comes as you transition from, okay, it's not about me anymore. It's about other people, whether that's serving a client, giving them the best you can give them, providing the best product, providing whatever, just making somebody's day better in some way. That's pretty cool. And I think if more people had that mindset, wow, what a powerful, powerful world we'd live in. In fact, I was watching just something the other day that was talking about, just being a better human in general is should be our goal. And so I can hear that in what you're saying, Parker, and I appreciate that. That's some great motivation and to get started. And so let me ask you a little bit about you. You've talked about your family a little bit, and you've mentioned them a little bit as we've talked here. Let's talk about your support system. It sounds like your family's been an important part of that. What other support system, friends, coaches, have you relied on? And why has that been so important to you?
I would say out of my family, like my mom has been there by my side literally ever since I started beatboxing. She's encouraged me to always excel at that and to just go from next thing to next thing to next thing, always growing. So she's been in my corner all the time. I love that analogy, by the way, like the boxing ring, like who's in your corner? Who do you have in your corner? And for me, it's my mom. And then outside of her, I wouldn't say I have like a ton of friends or anything, but in college and stuff, especially, I just tried to align myself with other like-minded people who they weren't satisfied with the cookie cutter stuff. They weren't satisfied with the normal, I guess. They wanted to take things to the next level. They wanted to push things to the limit that it could actually, that it can take, And I hated nothing more in college than people that just wanted to freaking skate by and do nothing and take the easiest route or do something that's hard, but everybody's doing it. I wanted to always break down those barriers and align myself with people who also wanted to do crazy things like that. And then I've taken that into this networking on social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. A lot of the people who support me today are people I've never met in person. And it's because we talk every single week on Zoom, on Facebook, on Instagram, and we're constantly holding each other accountable. And we're in like the same kind of niche, I guess, or same industry, just online is our only interaction. So that's kind of a further step to that as well. But ultimately, yeah, just building a network of like-minded people. It's the proximity effect.
Yeah, no, and we've heard that here with others that have been on our show. And so I think the power in that is, some people may say, well, I don't have family or I don't have friends that are really supporting me in what I'm trying to do here. I think a solution is what you've just shared. Align yourself with like-minded individuals that see, maybe they don't see everything exactly the way you see it, but are motivated to, as you said, not follow the norm, that a cookie cutter approach or whatever, that they want to like break the barriers and try, new things. I mean, that's the kind of thing that if you're listening to this, listen to what Parker said about this idea of aligning yourself with like-minded individuals, aligning yourself with people that are going to push you and hold you accountable. That's what you need. If you don't have your family supporting you, which is awesome if you do, don't get me wrong, that's powerful to have family be in your corner. But you need more than that. You need others that can help you, push you, motivate you in different ways that maybe your family can't. So, Parker, I appreciate you sharing that.
Naturally, too. I was just going to say naturally, too. Like, you don't want people that you have to beg to hold you accountable. Like, you want people who naturally do it. Like, I just had a conversation the other day. Through everything that's happened with the pandemic and me working from home a lot more and stuff, like I've gotten into a really bad habit of sleeping in too late. And I was telling a friend that, and I was like, hey, like I'm setting a goal. Like I know 8 is not like super early in the morning, but for me, like I need to start getting up at like 8 a.m. and maybe even get it down to like 6 or something. And that was that. That was the whole conversation. And then the very next morning I got a text from him. It was like, did you get up at 8? And he's holding me accountable without me asking him to, you know, he just did that. And I did not get up at 8, but he kept me in check.
Right. No, and that's great. I mean, it's that support, that help, that, you know, those, it's great to have those that are, you know, hey, I'll do this, but those that just naturally have an interest in you and are willing to take on that and say, hey, I want to help you. And I think the reverse is true. If you see someone, another person that, if you're an entrepreneur listening and you see someone that is wanting to do this, hey, you know what? Take some time and let's help them. Let's help each other. It's, there's plenty of pie to eat for everyone in this world of business. We don't need to feel like we've got to say, well, no way am I ever going to help them because they might take some of my clients or whatever. Hey, we're all in this together. Let's support and lift each other. Let's make it about success for everyone rather than, you know, thumbing our nose at everyone else saying, hey, well, I don't want you to succeed because that may affect me. That's not true. We're all in this together. That's why we do this podcast. That's why we have people like Parker on the show to share their experiences, their stories, to help you be more successful in what you're doing. Okay, Parker, I got to ask you this because I know it hasn't just been roses. This journey hasn't just been so easy. Everything's just worked out. There's been some obstacles, I'm assuming, that have come up. Let's talk about maybe one as you think back, an obstacle that you had to overcome, and what did it teach you? What did you learn from that experience?
Yeah, well, this one, the first thing to come to mind is one that could be a whole other podcast episode, but the gist of it is I struggled really bad with depression. I still think I do sometimes. I just know how to handle it better. But back before my video went viral, it was 2015. I was the most depressed I'd ever been. And, you know, just to put things lightly and kind of breeze over this, I almost wasn't here anymore. And I for sure didn't want to be here anymore. And I said like a one last prayer kind of moment that was like, if this is meant for me, like I need something. I need some kind of push. I need some kind of sign. And literally that night I went to McDonald's with my friends and I did that beatboxing thing with the McDonald's cup, and the video my friend filmed in that moment went viral the very next day. Over 53,000 views in the first day, over 1 million in the first week, over 1 billion in the first 2 years on Facebook of it getting shares and shared like crazy. And so I just knew like, that's my sign. And from that point on, I started working on not only that stuff and trying to build my career, but also my mental health and like just understanding that I am important and I do have skills and I should be here. And more than learning that and overcoming that, as you say, as overcoming an obstacle, I realized my eyes were opened that so many people struggle with mental health way more than we realize. And so when I touched on it earlier, saying I just want to help people through the song lyrics, through the beatboxing, the making their day, through the videos or the podcasts that I make, oftentimes it's geared towards helping people who are struggling and believing in themselves like I did. And so the obstacle that I had to overcome was like a real one of mental health and not believing in myself. And now I want to help others with that too. And it's kind of breeded into everything that I do. Like you might be thinking, well, what about the podcast production service? It's like, well, there's a lot of people afraid to get in front of the microphone and afraid to get on camera. And a lot of people who hold themselves back because they struggle with the same things I struggled with and still do, but I just know how to handle it better. And so I want to help all of those people get what they need with their podcasts and motivation and stuff.
Wow, that's powerful. Wow, that is a true obstacle. And for those, yeah, that's some are probably truly relating to what you're talking about, Parker. Really, and for those of us that, you know, I think to some degree or level, we all struggle with some sort of mental something. self-worth something. Some experience it in greater depth and more pain and more, you know, than others. But, or we have family members. I've got a daughter that struggles with anxiety and depression. And boy, your message touched me, and it was hit home in more ways than you know. Just because there is a definite battle that has to be fought. And for those that of us that don't understand it truly, we don't get it. And so it just a reminder, you know, again, what Parker's saying is wanting to help, you know, wanting to go out and help others, man, that smile or that help you can give may just be the one thing that person needs that day to just keep going.
Yeah. And my favorite message behind that is, it's not going to show up in your analytics. That's kind of a quote that I've shared many times in the last few years, but people get so caught up in their analytics, like, well, how many clicks did that get, or how many likes or comments or whatever, how much reach. And in those analytics, when you're trying to build a business, when you're trying to build social media presence or online presence of any kind, you're not going to get the I saved the life today analytic. You're right. Just not going to get those things. We very few times in our lives do those things come full circle and we get to hear about what happened. But most of the time it's completely unheard and untold.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. And that's powerful. Some of the best good we can do as entrepreneurs, as people in general, doesn't come down to the dollar, doesn't come down to the clicks. It doesn't come down to any of that stuff. It comes down to the lives we touch. And we may never know that ever, that how we've touched someone, you know, maybe just giving something, a little advice, or giving something for free or a discount or whatever. We just don't know. We don't know where that power can come. And so I love your message. And I want to piggyback off of that real quickly. What advice? I mean, maybe you've given it already. And if you have, because you've given some great advice, if you had our listeners in front of, you know, you could see their faces and you could share something with them, what advice would you share them as they're, think of them, you know, they're starting their entrepreneurial journey, they're looking to start a business, or they're already kind of into it. What advice, how would you advise them? What would you tell them?
Something coming to mind right now is something I've learned over the last 2 or 3 years of hosting my own podcast. This seems to be something that comes from a lot of the guests that I've interviewed, but just how understanding just how powerful our brains are, AKA how powerful we are, and how we treat ourselves. And that ties into the mental health stuff I was mentioning a second ago, but, we can convince ourselves of anything, good or bad. And oftentimes it's easier to convince ourselves of bad things and get into these little slumps. But we are powerful. Our brains are more powerful than we know, especially when we use them with our heart and good intentions. And we can convince ourselves of good things. And I think that's just kind of at the core of any obstacle you might face. And so, like, if you can understand that and really start to master the power and control that you wield over your brain, then you're going to have a lot more success when you face any challenge up ahead, because you know that you can beat it, and you know that you can overcome an obstacle. And through that, you know, it's just a matter of understanding it's everyday challenges, you know, the whole overcoming depression thing. And then it doesn't mean you're never going to have a hard day again. Like, you're always going to have those hard days. And so, yeah, I would just say the power you wield over your brain is insane. If you really understand that, and you can convince yourself that you've already succeeded if you want to, and then just live that way.
No, that's great. I love that. It's so powerful, so true. I actually just had a discussion with my son who's in football, came home a little frustrated from practice. And I said, what have I always told you? Where does all sports begin? And he pointed right up here in his head. And I said, yep. As soon as you defeat yourself in your head, you've lost. Because everybody else is already wanting to defeat you. Stop defeating yourself, because you will lose. And so your message, your advice, man, that's powerful. You understand the power of your brain, and Yeah, sometimes you might have those negative thoughts, but you got to walk them back and look at the positive, look at what you've done. I think it's almost natural, don't you think, sometimes, Parker, to your brain always goes to, when you think of a problem, it always goes to the most negative things that could happen. And I think it's kind of a defense mechanism in some ways. I think understanding that and then walking back and saying, okay, I've explored that. I don't need to go down that path anymore. This is where I need to go. I think that's kind of a natural thing.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I love what you've said about walking back, you know, just that picture of, okay, let's slow things down. Let's rewind. Let's look at the big picture. Let's see what's actually happening here. Taking that extra step of doing that will help a lot of people too, because most of the time we're just so on the go that we don't take that extra step. And probably the biggest thing I've seen this in is in social media and people comparing themselves to others. You know, they're so quick to be like, oh my gosh, like they've got everything. I've got nothing. What am I doing wrong? I'm living my life totally wrong. And day in, day out of those kinds of thoughts, which we're all guilty of. I know I still struggle with that. That's why I say it's a daily battle. You've got to really master your mind and be aware, be conscious of all the times you're talking crap on yourself, and work on fixing that and work on doing what you just shared about walking it back, look at what's really happening and making better actual decisions from that point. It's just so much better. And you talk about being self-serving. That's in one of those times where I feel like it's good to be self-serving. It's just focus on you and what you're doing and what you're building. Doesn't matter what everybody else is doing or saying or thinking. And there's no way to know what they're thinking anyway.
Exactly. Why do we spend time worrying about that, right? Well, hey, Parker, I want to do two things before we close, because we've just got a few more minutes here. First, I obviously, I do want to give everyone a chance to hear more about where they can find out more about you, Parker Kane LLC, and your Kanecast, your podcast, all of that stuff. But I'm also hoping that you would share just a little bit of beatboxing with this too. So however, whatever order you want to do that in, but I do want to make sure people can find out more about what you've got going on and how they can use your services if it's something that they need. So I'm going to leave it to you. You take it how you take it, take it away, Parker. It's yours.
Awesome. Yeah. I'll just say I've got kind of one center hub for everything that I do, and it's my website, parkerkane.co. So Parker and Kane is Kane.co, which is CO. It's easy to type in .com, so be careful with that. my name was actually a movie, a 90s movie. So if you go to parkerkane.com, anything, you're going to find a movie. So go to parkerkane.co and you'll find everything about me. And then, yeah, I'm happy to close out the episode with some beatboxing. Do you want me to say anything in it?
You do whatever. I am totally... it's so amazing to me. I just watched you do it. I was watching your videos, Parker, and I'm like, how does he make those sounds? I can't even, let's not get into my musical skills because people would just laugh, but whatever you want to do, you just take it and run with it here for a minute.
Okay. Thank you, but thank you, Darren.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Parker, that is awesome. I'm watching you as you do this. Your mouth is moving, other noises are coming out. Oh my goodness, you have got a talent. I love it. That is so awesome.
Thank you.
Parker, thank you so much for that. Thank you for being on our podcast. Everyone, go check him out. We will have a link in our podcast show notes to his website, parkercane.co, not .com, .co. That'll be in our podcast show notes. So if you want to find out more about Parker, if you're listening and saying, hey, I need to have him as part of some sort of advertising, something I'm doing or whatever, you go check him out. It'd be wow, this was so awesome. So Parker, thank you so much. And I want to thank all of our listeners today for joining us for this podcast episode. It's been absolutely enjoyable to have you a part of the show again. And as a reminder, I should have done this before, but as a reminder, we do have a Facebook and Instagram page. So make sure you go and check those out. Ascent101.com is where you can find out more about our social media pages, as well as make sure you rate and review our podcast. It truly helps us out. We want to know how we're doing. We'd love to hear what you've got to say about how we're doing. And so please do that. It truly helps us out. And as always, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us and ask those questions. That's using our email, everydayjoe@ascent101.com. So make sure you send us your questions there. And until next time, everyone, we want to wish you all the success possible in your entrepreneurial journey.